We're in Chicago at the Palmer House, and we're interviewing Amy Clusion and Christina Roberts, co-founders of Backlot Bash, Chicago's most attended women's festival that takes place during LGBT Pride Week. Hi, Amy and Christina.
Hi there.
Hi, Charlotte.
Tell us a little bit about Backlot Bash.
This is Christina. What started the conversation about Backlot Bash in the history was back in 2003. Both Amy Clusion and I, while we were at a bar having a conversation talking about the lack of women's events in all these male parties. And what we decided to do is make something happen. So really, it was supposed to be a one-day event. A one-year idea, and we wanted to create a space of creativity, a safe space for all. And the next thing you know, it just exploded with so many requests, and it just exploded to a big Chicago entertainment and musical fest that's now in our 15th year. And it's now the Midwest's largest outdoor pride event for women and one of the nation's top pride destination among women and around the country. The event, what we try to do, we have a mission behind it. We strive to have a mixture of established artists and emerging talented in the LGBTQ community. And over the years, you know, we've been very lucky to have performers such as Ruby Rose, Fortune Feimster, Shelley Wright, Kate Minnick, Alicia Haley, Taryn Manning, Jeannie Yasher, and so many more. So at the same time, we like to create opportunities for the new talent and gain exposure and build our fan base.
Amy, do you have anything to add to that?
Sure. Yeah, I guess I would add that every year we try to provide a portion of our proceeds to a worthy not-for-profit that does great work in our community, usually focused on women or children, LGBTQ causes. So this year we're supporting the Chicago Women's Health Center. And every year we change that to try to give a different nonprofit some exposure through our event. And I guess to also just reiterate that we really are excited every year to offer like a welcoming and safe environment for our attendees, no matter where they might be in their coming out process or their identity process. We really strive to achieve an environment where everyone feels like welcome to be authentically who they are.
What events do you have planned?
We have something for everyone at Backlot Bash. Our event is geared to reach a broad spectrum of the community. And so all races, all creeds, all ages, all backgrounds, all economic statuses are welcome. And so what we have planned, our core festival happens the full weekend of Chicago Pride Weekend, which this year is June 22nd, you know, Friday, ending with the parade on Sunday, June 24th. So the events that we have lined up for that weekend, we kick off the weekend on Friday, June 22nd, with a whiskey, wine, and women tasting event. It's a more relaxed environment than our core outdoor festival, and it's more of a social mixer for women in the community. Again, all are welcome, but we showcase an array of whiskeys and fine wines, and really just people just get a chance to meet each other and create the sense of community that kind of pride affords us that weekend to do. And then Saturday morning, we have an event that Christine and I are really super proud of. It's a fun event for families, and it's an LGBTQ family fest. And so it's a day of fun for kids and LGBTQ families and friends. So all kinds of kids entertainment and kids events and games and family photos and petting zoos and things like that. So it's a great way to acknowledge that there's so many LGBTQ families, and we think one of the first events of its kind in Chicago anyway that really focuses on bringing LGBTQ families together to share experiences and to meet each other and to talk about some of the challenges and hurdles that maybe they might have had to pass on to other people, just information. It's free, and everyone can come, and it's one of, I think, our most proud accomplishments out of all these years. It's 6 years old versus our core event, which is 15 years old. So we continue to do that for a long time to come as well. And then also Saturday night, we transformed the lot after the kids event. We do like a stage set change, and we have our adult party, which features a lot of the types of entertainment that Christina mentioned earlier, and DJs and celebrities and live music. And that's an outdoor festival held in the Andersonville neighborhood, which is our historic neighborhood in the Chicagoland area. And so that's Saturday starting at 5 p.m. on into the evening. And then Sunday after the Pride Parade, people venture up to Andersonville for our event.
Who will be performing?
This is Christina. And for our 15th anniversary for Backlot Bash, we kick off Pride Weekend, June 22nd, with the Whiskey, Wine, and Women events. We're excited to have Bridget Lines as our main act, followed by DJ All the Way K and DJ Zell. We also, on Saturday, June 23rd, we're excited during our flagship festival. We have host Rose Garcia. We have local band Catfight, which is a really popular band here in Chicago. We have Jade the IV. We just added Sammy Gersafi. And we also have DJ Zell joining us. And also on Sunday, June 24th, our post-parade bash, we have Kittens that will be DJing. We have a special guest appearance that we just added, Sarah Shahi. Whitney Mixer will be hosting. Brooke Candy will be performing. And Dance Loud will be DJing and performing at the same time.
What would you like to accomplish with Backlot Bash this year?
This is Christina. From a personal standpoint, we want to produce a world-class event with world-class performers that is welcoming and showcasing all of Chicago's LGBTQ progressive environment and its active LGBTQ community to the world. And beyond that, you know, for the members of our community, we hope that they leave inspired to be engaged in our community in a way that fits their passions, their beliefs. We want the attendees to know that they have a voice, to know that they have a community that cares, and that we truly have their back in the community.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration?
This is Amy. I think we're going to move forward like we've done in the past year or so, pretty aggressively with a proactive purpose that is really has kind of two components. I think the leadership of a lot of the organizations that we rely on to represent us as a group politically or socially or in many avenues like healthcare related, I think they are doing a great job to advocate and to motivate, you know, the second component, which is us, the community members, the individuals that are out there to be involved and engaged. So I feel like it's lit a fire like none before. Like no one would think that this environment, considering what we came from with President Obama, would be rolled back. Like LGBT rights in the military would be stripped away. The list goes on and on. So I feel like it's engaged and invigorated us. So if nothing else, I think it makes us realize everything that we gained, that we still have a long way to go, and that there's no way we're going to give up the rights that have been afforded, that we deserve, that have been also unverified through the Supreme Court. So we're ready. We're going to have a good time talking to people that represent what we stand for. We're going to resist where necessary, and I think it's motivating, frankly.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids in these difficult times?
This is Amy. First of all, it doesn't surprise me that, you know, the statistics for bullying are on the rise when the most powerful man in the world, you know, bullies himself in many instances, and no one seems to really talk about that seriously or how crazy it is that his wife is representing an anti-bullying campaign. the juxtaposition of those two concepts is mind-boggling. But I think that when you have a man in power, people want to mimic, and I frankly feel like he's given license to misbehavior and within the adult community, frankly. And then that spills over to the children of these adults. And when people see it and they mimic it, then it can have drastic impact on our children, everybody's children, really. So I guess if I knew that someone was faced with bullying, I would probably listen to their experiences first and then advise them as best I can. I'm not a professional in the field, but I would, you know, say that I love you, you're valued, you're special. I thank God that there are some wonderful organizations and resources for young adults or children, and frankly, their parents that may be wondering how to support their children. And stopbullying.gov and GLSEN are two wonderful avenues of at least basic information to reach out to that can help guide, you know, a family whose child might be going through this or the children themselves.
How can people get information about Backlot Bash?
This is Christina. You can certainly get information at www.backlotbashchicago.com. Also on email, backlotbash@yahoo.com. And we have a very good social network appearance at Backlot Bash on Facebook, at Backlot Bash on Twitter, and at Backlot Bash as well on Instagram.
What other projects are you working on?
We have so many ideas and different projects that we've been talking about. For example, the Whiskey, Wine, and Women that we kicked off last year, the response has been overwhelming. And now we find ourselves working nationally with spirit companies that want to come in 2019. So we're already discussing where we're going to put this new Whiskey, Wine, and Women's event, because it's going to expand. We believe it's going to triple the size by next year. So we're working on that project. We're also working on monthly parties to keep the community engaged. We've always done a great job doing monthly parties or quarterly parties, but our commitment to the community, and we're going to continue the parties in the community and our commitment to the community. So more projects on more monthly events that we'll be doing. And we're talking about possibly adding another event to Backlot Bash in 2019. And finally, believe it or not, even though this is our 15th year, Charlotte, we're actually talking about our 20th. So many different projects on the side.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
This is Amy. I guess I wish people would ask why I visit Chicago for Pride Weekend. And my answer would be that, for starters, it's a great community. It has a lot of history. LGBTQ history. It's such a strong and vibrant community. It's diverse. And the city is so beautiful and welcoming of our community. And that no matter where you come from and what your experiences are growing up, being out, or wherever you're on your process, if you visit any of the neighborhoods with some of the LGBTQ establishments, you'll feel immediately welcome. And frankly, in the community at large, you'll feel welcomed. It's a great place to vacation just because of the lakefront. I advise coming in the summer, though, not the winter, would be my one piece of advice. But aside from that, it's down to earth and friendly. So I think it's an environment a lot of people expect when they're visiting a new city.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
This is Amy. My quote is, be real, be present, and act out of love, not fear. For me, it's a simple reminder that helps me navigate through life's more challenging moments and helps to keep being down to earth and as honest as can be with everybody in every interaction.
And Christina, do you have anything to add to that?
Yes. My favorite quote is, let us always meet each other with a smile, for the smile is the beginning of love. I just truly believe it, especially now in the environment that we're in, that everyone, we have to continue to smile and meet each other with a smile on the face. Everyone is loved.